And a second of our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill downs, a service of Dent Magic, the Valley's leader in less invasive car repair, just north of Flathead Electric Co-op, Highway 2 in Evergreen, to Washington, D.C., and Linda Kenyon. Good morning,
well,
Linda.
Good Hi, Linda. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You know, it's a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C. It's like 60 degrees today so far. Anyway. I know. It has a little hint of fall in the air, my favorite. And it's just delightful. It won't stay that way, of course.
We're having your kind of day, but you're 2 hours ahead of us, so the temperatures are a little higher. They're going to be in the lower 80s
and,
today.
And to make it even better, there are no senators or congressmen in town.
Well, some of them are starting to filter back in, and I know they've got a lot of work to do ahead of them. But they're officially back in town next week. But they're unofficially filtering back in now, and they've had some pro forma sessions, which only requires one person to be there. But, you know, they're gearing up. Of course, the staff is here, and the staff is already working hard. The staff are the unsung heroes of Capitol Hill. And, you know, they're going to have to do a race to the finish because they're only going to have about 3 solid weeks to work before they want to get out of town to campaign for reelection.
We had Congressman Ryan Zinke in here earlier this morning, and he was saying, yeah, my parole is just about up. I've got to leave Montana and go back to D.C.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, we asked him what the budget thing looked like, and he says, 2 words, CR.
Absolutely. I would be absolutely shocked if they didn't do another CR this round, a continuing resolution, to continue spending at its current levels. Rather than pass a new budget, they want to always, as is their practice, you know, buy themselves more time to come up with final budget agreements. Now, keep in mind, the budget they're operating on now was several weeks, if not months, late, months, I should say, because they couldn't get it done last year. So they just kick the can down the road, it seems, perpetually. And every time around this year, when we are getting to be close to October, the new fiscal year begins and the old fiscal year ends, the talk is always, what are we going to do to avoid a government shutdown? And the answer, as Congressman Zinke said, is a CR.
Yeah,
so if they can agree on a CR, then there won't be a government shutdown.
Well, he says, what else do you do? He says, we've got a presidential election going on this year, he said, and it's a tight one, and everybody's focused on that. There's just no appetite.
No. And every year they say that it's not going to be that way next year, but every year it is the same.
Yeah.
History repeats itself and sometimes rhymes.
Yeah. Well, Representative Zinke many times has said we should be doing this, you know, one at a time, going through these bills and funding them. But, you know, how do you get there from here, I guess, you know, little baby steps. But at the same time, the continuing resolution is based on just continuing the old budget, is it not?
It is, exactly. And yes, everybody says we should be doing these budget bills one at a time. We shouldn't be lumping them together in these massive omnibus bills that nobody has time to read. And there's all kinds of little things that are tucked in there that turn out to be big things when they learn about them later. And then everybody is all shocked and chagrined that certain things were in the budget. And then they complain about it and say, next year will be different. Next year we're going to do these budget bills one at a time. We're going to read them very carefully. We're going to do the painstaking work that's necessary. And then they don't. So for whatever reason, be it an election year or they just can't agree on anything or all of those things wrapped up in one package, they end up having to do these things in huge tranches, tranche, by the way, being a word that I learned when I came to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They love that word. Yeah. They'll do it in tranches, which means they'll lump some bills together and they'll come up with these mega bills or omnibuses, as they call them. And then they drive that omnibus down the House and Senate floors and they pass them and then they complain about it later.
So we've got a strange situation this presidential election cycle because we've got one of the candidates in serious legal trouble.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the legal trouble does not go away. And we're talking, of course, about former President Trump. And yesterday came word that he will be pleading not guilty, actually, through his lawyers, of course. He does not have to come to court for this, to that superseding indictment that was filed by Special Counsel Jack Smith in the January 6th case. Now, the superseding indictment has to do with an indictment that overtakes the previous one, which was basically thrown out after the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity, which said that presidents are immune from prosecution while in office for anything that they did that was an official act. And so a lot of the January 6th charges against the former president in the original filing had to do with his conversations, for example, with various members of his administration, or with Jeffrey Clark from the Justice Department, et cetera, et cetera. And so none of those can be considered unofficial acts, but are actually official acts. So what Jack Smith did was he trimmed the indictment. He took out some of those details and some of those charges, and then he wrapped it all up into a new indictment, or a superseding indictment, which still charges the president with crimes for the January 6th insurrection. And he's going to have to answer to those charges against him, and he's going to plead not guilty. Okay. And that's just one of the cases right now. Then there's another one. There's the one in New York, the hush money case, where the former president was earlier found guilty of 34 criminal counts in that New York hush money trial. And he still needs to be sentenced. And his attorneys tried to get a change, sort of a change of venue, if you will. But a judge said no. He wanted, Trump's attorneys wanted to move his New York hush money case to federal court instead of state court. Federal court would probably help him with that whole immunity situation. And the sentencing guidelines would be different and might help him to at least shave away some of the charges, if not all. And so he wants basically to be sentenced in federal, not state court, start over. And that is not going to happen because the judge said no. So Donald Trump has a whole lot on his plate. If it had just been his effort to, campaign for re-election, that would be enough for one human. But he has so many other things on his plate that makes it very difficult to see how he can really, how any human can handle all of these things all at once. But so far, that's what he's doing.
Yeah. Now, regarding the January 6th case, which we all saw with our own eyes, but we realize this immunity thing, official acts, unofficial acts have been a dividing point. So when Jack Smith trimmed things down to just include the unofficial acts, I assume, that had to be presented to a grand jury. So it was a new indictment, correct?
Correct. And it was not the same grand jury that indicted him the first time. It was a completely different grand jury made up of different members. And they came to the same conclusion that there should be indictments returned against the former president. So he started from scratch, basically. The grand jury heard testimony for several weeks, and they came up with a decision to indict. And so that's why this new criminal indictment has been filed. And this grand jury had nothing to do with the first grand jury at all. And so it's basically a fresh case.
Okay, now, have there been, I'm just dizzy from all of the different court cases and stuff. I can't keep it straight. Has there been any court hearings on this January 6th case? And if so, do they have to rehear them all over again?
Well, that's what the grand jury did in order to return the indictment. Now comes the trial.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Grand jury proceedings are behind closed doors. Okay. And then once those charges come out, then it's in court. And then, the testimony will be inside and the reporters will be lined up outside, and there'll be no cameras in the courtroom if it's in this federal court. And back and forth we go. We'll get to watch the work of the sketch artists. By the way, in the Washington Post, just a couple weekends ago, in the Sunday Post, they profiled one of the sketch artists who did the sketches for the New York hush money case. And it was just fascinating to see how these sketch artists work. And I've seen some of them in the Supreme Court, and I've liked to like sit next to them if I can, because I'm just fascinated by their work. But it's really quite astonishing how fast and how skilled they are.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay, so now we've got some terrorism charges against some of the leaders of Hamas, including Yahya Sinwar. Is this ever going to come to trial?
Well, here's the thing. Yahya Sinwar is believed to be a senior leader of Hamas. He and five other senior leaders of Hamas have now been charged by the U.S. Attorney General with terrorism charges and other crimes for the October 7th attack against Israel. Attorney General Merrick Garland made the announcement yesterday in a video statement. He said that these people are responsible for the worst crimes against the Jewish people since the Holocaust. He also said that more charges are likely, and he said that this is six people right now. But he said anybody else, this is no time to rest on their laurels. He said the Justice Department of the United States has a very long memory. And he said, we will hunt you until the end of your life, if necessary. But we will get you.
Wow.
It was pretty, pretty strong. And that means that at some point, if they go anywhere, they can get scooped up in another country. They can even get scooped up in their own country by with various cooperation from local authorities, for example, and they can be extradited to the U.S. for trial. So that's what these charges were all about.
So it may be a while before we see any of them in court.
It may very well be, but keep in mind, we're still scooping up people from the Holocaust, from Nazi Germany. There aren't that many of them still alive. But most recently, I believe it was a woman who was a secretary in one of the concentration camps. I believe it was Auschwitz, where she was charged, and she's a woman in her hundreds right now. Geez. She's like 101, I believe. So, yeah, you know, whether that person is actually going to stand trial or pass away first is quite another matter. But, you know, the International Criminal Court and the international community has a very long memory, and they don't forget about these things.
Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
Well, thank you, and you have a wonderful day.